So go ahead and get settled in, whatever you need to do to feel like you're in the pilot seat of your meditation spaceship. And take a couple breaths just to kind of switch into that mode of feeling situated here. Getting used to the idea that you might not need to look around the room for a few minutes. You might not need to meticulously discern the sounds around you. Or solve any intellectual puzzles for the next few minutes. And see if you can kind of withdraw that attention from those objects and direct it towards the sensations of the body being established here, wherever you're seated. And that's a process. It's going to happen over the course of several breaths. It's not going to happen right away on its own. So give it some time. And we're going to do, it's going to be based on the 14th exercise, which is fading away, in parentheses of desire or craving. But it's going to be breath meditation since it's mindfulness of breathing. But you're going to need to pick an object of desire. We'll need it handy for later, so take a minute to do that now. It should be anything that you feel convinced is not present. So something in the future, something that you're very clearly have the idea that things will be different when it's like that. Something that you are let's say trying to attain. And in that respect, it can be negative as well as positive. So say you're trying to get rid of something. Say you're telling yourself, oh, gee whiz, things will be wonderful when this is no longer around, or I'm no longer like this. So it can be something you conceive of negatively, as long as it's something you desire for. And it can be insight, attainment, realization as well. That's a good one. Anything that you're kind of striving for that's not present in this moment. So go ahead and earmark that. We'll come back to it later. And direct your attention towards the sensations of breathing. Pick a spot. Pick your favorite spot. And pick the means that works best for you. To absorb yourself in those sensations right away. Whether that's the cultivation of curiosity or interest, or the enjoyment of the sensations. The enjoyment of the simplicity that comes with getting concentrated. And you can use a couple of reminder words if you like the word in on the in-breath and out on the out-breath. And however upright, energetic, stable your posture may be, see if you can really relax into that experience with breathing. In such a way that you can rest in contact with those sensations over the entire course of the in and the out breath. Just get concentrated now. And any objections? Any qualms, any familiar struggles with that process? You just recognize them immediately when they arise. And the attitude is kind of like, hey, I don't have time for you. There are more sensations coming, there's more breath happening right now, and I'm concentrated. Train your conviction that you know what's going on right now, and it's namely these sensations of breathing. And we'll simplify that down to the idea of a stream of sensations, one stream without differentiation between the in and the out breath. And if you like, you can use the two words, one stream on the in and the out breath. And then we're going to slowly abandon the idea of this as a stream. So we'll start by abandoning the idea of arising, the idea that these moments are coming up. And I'm going to use those words, abandoning, arising, for the in and the out breath. And the idea here is to see that, in fact, the moment that's here can never be said to be arising or passing away on its own terms. It's just here. So right now, we're just going to look at the kind of incompatibility of this moment with the idea of arising on its own terms. We can use memory, we can tell a story, use anticipation to say that's what's happening, but the moment itself is just here. It's another way of saying that we're going to familiarize the mind with the fact that it's anticipating. It's a continuation of relaxing into the breath. We'll do the same thing for subsiding. Abandoning, subsiding. Abandoning any dedication to the notion that these moments are passing away. If they've passed away, they're not present to the mind. So, what can you really say about them? You can only recall, construct a past. Subsiding is a kind of story. It's a process. It's a thing you're doing. And see if you can relax that muscle. Relax into the sensation now. Let the present moment have its own integrity. It does not need to be sewn into a narrative. And I'm going to use the words just there for this part. Let the sensations of the breath just be there. Don't chain them together. You don't have to do that. Now we're going to relax further. We're going to relax. Whatever it is that is projecting a sustained observer. So I'm going to use the words no observation. And we're kind of challenging language here. No observation here means let knowingness, let the self-evidence of the sensations of the breathing just be there too. Challenge the kind of intuition, the subtle intuition, the subtle habit of feeling that someone needs to do something for this moment to be known. The stringing together of an observer. Now, what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to use this kind of mind to observe your object of desire. Same degree of presence, undivided attention, what we'll call concentration. Your object of desire is certainly just here. So see if you can, with relation to your object of desire, extract yourself from the idea of arising and subsiding. Allow it to be just like the sensations of the breath, something that is just here. And there may be some kind of emotional tones and stuff that arise with your object of desire that don't arise when you're aware of the breathing, but not going to really get too involved with those. Just stay concentrated on your object of desire. And we'll just go through here real quick. First of all, what object? That's going to be our two words here. What object? What about this thing could ever be present in the future, could ever be not here? This is just a presentation of mind. It can only be here. Is there anything to get worked up about? Anything to think about, to run after? Second question, what desirer? What part of this self evident knowingness, are you turning into some future person who's going to attain something? This thing that we can't even say is coming or going, is arising or passing away or flashing in and out of being. We can't say any of that stuff. It's just here when it's here. Is this an appropriate kind of paper doll to go in the dollhouse of attainment. What desirer? And finally, what desire? Couldn't this just be the mind being in completely relaxed union with an object of mind? Or even the sense of ease that comes from the dissolution of the idea of there being two things to get in touch with one another. What desire?